Are we on? All right. Good afternoon. This is the Design Commission. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today. They include Hillary Adam, Tim Herron, and you're planning staff, so I won't introduce you just yet. You don't count yet. Okay. The members of the commission here today are myself, Gwen Milius, the chair, David Work, the vice chair, Tad Savinar. We need to update this list. Jeff Simpson and David Keltner. I still have Andy Jansky and Catherine Schultz on here. So, commission members are, what's that?
You can come if you want.
I know. He doesn't want.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He's in Waikiki right now. I have information. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. I'm doing a little juggle today, and I apologize to our applicants. We have a quick update from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability about the quadrant plans, and I'd like to introduce Mark Raggett. Right? Did I get you right?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Cool.
Thanks, Gwen. I apologize. Thank you also to the applicants for quick interjection here. I have a couple of handouts. Passes around town. Just on the west quadrant charrette, really quickly. We're updating the central city plan. I think, like everyone knows, we are doing that in a quadrant kind of way. I think we've been to the commission before to brief.
Oh, and it's a newspaper, isn't this?
Brief commission on the Central City 2035 sort of policy, goals and policies, as well as the North Northeast Quadrant Plan, which was the first quadrant plan. We completed both of those pieces last year. And we're now starting on the, if you turn to the first page of the newspaper reader, just this map, we're in the West Quadrant. We're doing the last two. There's three quadrants, unfortunately, instead of four quadrants. There's three. There were going to be four. Now there's three. We're doing the West, whole West side. We have a week-long charrette scheduled for next week. So we've started the West Quadrant charrette. We're also just about to begin the Southeast Quadrant. Hopefully have them all done by halfway through next year, and then kind of begin a sort of more involved zoning ordinance update. To update, again, the 1988 Central City Plan, all of our current regulations, current zoning, all that kind of stuff. So that process is underway right now, started a few years ago. I just want to quickly update the commission and put a plug in to get some design commissioner attendance at the week-long charrette that begins again next week. And just to specifically draw your attention to a couple times that would be great to have the commission attend, if possible. I'm looking at the one-page black and white sheet right here. Starts again Monday next week, runs all the way through. Next week we have kind of looking at downtown. Monday is looking more specifically at downtown. That would be great to have design commission presence, if you can. There are three similar sessions on the second day, Tuesday, which are sort of about applying those goals and policies for the Central City Concept Plan to the ground of the West Quadrant. So again, how does if we all want housing in the Central City in the West Quadrant, what does that mean in the Pearl District? What does that mean in South Waterfront? What does that mean in the West End? Is it all the same type of housing, or is it different? Should we look at families with children in one part of the West Quadrant? Should we look at elderly housing or senior housing in another part? Or should we look at equally all the way around? And what does that mean for infrastructure investments, open spaces, et cetera?
So wait, just specifically, which breakout sessions are you looking?
On day two, Tuesday, there's breakout session D, E, and F. They're all the same.
Oh,
and they're three different times. So whatever times you guys can make it would be great, and any one of those.
Okay.
So that's kind of an interesting one. That's, again, trying to apply policy to a specific geography.
Is there a geography associated with each breakout session?
So the geography is the West Quadrant, the entire west side of the Central City.
But the subject matter.
For each one of those sessions will be the same. We have five policy areas from Central City, so housing, jobs, urban design, Willamette River, and health and the environment. Those will be the same at each session, whichever one you could have done. The next day, just to draw your attention to, and again, if you can't make those sessions, there's a public open house the evening of that day, Tuesday. If you can't make that, that's fine. The other day to draw your attention to just really quickly would be Thursday. So Wednesday, we kind of put all our information together. We do a lot of drawing, a lot of sketching, a lot of tracing paper, a lot of lines on maps, arrows, shooting everywhere. Thursday morning, we would have a presentation to, again, our stakeholder advisory committee on that day. That would be another great time if you guys can come in, participate. The rest of that morning would also be if we still have challenges or still areas where we haven't figured out yet, or we haven't come as far as we'd like to, we would sort of sharpen our pencils again and see if we can solve those problems. I would draw your attention specifically to breakout sessions H and I on the afternoon of Thursday. That's where we'd like to have a brainstorming kind of implementation sort of concept sort of day, where, again, if we've determined maybe ideally where we want to go in the Central City, how do we get there? What are the tools? What's working? What's not working? For example, we know our bonus and transfer system is a little out of date. We have lots and lots of bonus incentives, and they're not getting used very much. So how do we want to rethink that system? A lot of things have changed in the Central City. Why don't we do things differently? The bonuses is one thing. We have Title 33 of the zoning code, which we know is working in some ways. Maybe it's not working as well in others. Design guidelines, design review, what's working, what's not working. This is the time to kind of think about that kind of stuff. Parking, how do we deal with parking? How do we deal with SDC fees, et cetera? We have sort of, this is kind of to begin this implementation sort of, and it's brainstorming, it's not specific proposals, but it's just trying to identify what's working, what's not, how we can maybe achieve where we want to go. Finally, the public open house on Friday. If you can't make any of that, there's a big public open house the afternoon of that Friday. I think it's 11:30 to 1:30 on Friday, where if you can't make any of that stuff, we would have sort of a more formal presentation, walk through the work of that week. So I just wanted to, this is just a plug for that. I appreciate the time again, the few minutes, get in front of the applicants, and encourage you guys to attend if you have the ability and the inclination to do so. Also, feel free to shoot me an email with any questions. You can probably go through Kim, or you can send me an email direct if you have it already.
Thank you so much for the update.
Yep. Thank you.
Maybe we can confer by email if we want to try to coordinate attendance, spread ourselves out a little bit. Okay, thanks for your patience. The applicant